Colorado voters have until tonight at 7 p.m. to turn in their ballots for the state's primary election. Voters can turn in their ballots at a drop box or vote in person at a voter service polling center run by their county election officials. Along with dropping off a ballot, vote centers are also the venue for voters to register to vote, update their voter registration, request a replacement ballot, or vote using adaptive devices and facilities for persons with disabilities. For services at a voter service polling center, voters are required to supply an acceptable form of identification, and the Colorado Secretary of State website lists the many forms of ID accepted. Submitting a ballot by mail is not an option, as it is too late for voters to mail back their ballot, as today's postmark will not count. Colorado Newsline reports unaffiliated voters are giving Republicans an edge over Democrats in the primary election turnout. As of June 24th, nearly 30% of the Republican vote was from voters not affiliated with any party, double the amount from the state's last midterm primary election in 2018. 17th Judicial District Attorney Brian Mason, along with other elected officials and partner agencies, announced yesterday the expansion of a pilot program aimed to alleviate intimate partner violence. Mason said the program works to identify domestic violence victims early and to provide wraparound services and keeping them away from their abusers. Among the services provided are hotel vouchers, legal help, medical care, mental health treatments, Spanish-speaking services, and child protection. The program, called Domestic Violence High Risk Team, which started in Brighton and Thornton, will expand throughout Adams and Broomfield counties because of a $2 million federal funding grant secured in the appropriations bill by Congressional Representatives Ed Perlmutter, Jason Crow, and Joe Neguse, whose districts include Adams and Broomfield counties. According to Congressman Crow and Perlmutter, who spoke at yesterday's announcement, the funding and program is in response to skyrocketing rates of domestic and intimate partner abuse since the COVID-19 pandemic. Boulder's Fraser Retirement Community will deliver grants to underserved low-income seniors. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
Boulder's Fraser Retirement Community has launched a peer-to-peer $2.1 million endowment program for Boulder County organizations. The Boulder Reporting Lab reports that a 9-member advisory committee from Fraser researched the needs of underserved county seniors over 8 months, establishing grant criteria, reviewing proposals, and visiting each organization they plan to assist. The peer-to-peer giving program grew out of money repurposed from Fraser's $5.1 million purchase of Mount Calvary Lutheran Church in 2015, which is being developed for affordable senior housing. They plan to target not just low-income seniors, but to help those residents that fall in the gaps between government-funded programs. Some may be disabled, don't have internet access or transportation, or maybe are unaware what social services are available to them. The first 5 grants, totaling $75,000, were presented on June 22nd to mostly government organizations. The first recipients are Boulder Housing Partners Foundation, Boulder Area Agency on Aging, City of Boulder Older Adult Services, Friends of Longmont Senior Services, and City of Louisville Senior Services. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
Workers at Denver Public Schools, including paraprofessionals, groundskeepers, and nutritionists, announced they will rally today in front of DPS headquarters, calling on the school district to pay workers at least $20 per hour. Rally organizers say the school district pays poverty wages to hundreds of its workers and are calling on DPS to meet union demands. The rally is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. at 1860 Lincoln Street, Denver. Vandals destroyed 2 murals marking the 10-year anniversary of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, according to the Denver Westword. The incidents occurred shortly after their anniversary unveiling in mid-June. The locations of the damaged murals, which the artist has since replaced, were at the Denver Public Library branches of Eugene Field and Virginia Village. The murals, part of an installation set throughout Boulder and the 4 Denver Public Library branches, are photographs of an undocumented person in Colorado with a QR code explaining the individual's story and their experience being undocumented. Artist Etika Pacha created the murals as part of the Boulder Modus Theater's UndocuAmerica's Monologues project, where undocumented immigrants relate their dehumanizing experiences through monologue performances. Denver City Council has adopted a volume-based trash system. KGNU's James Swenson has more.
Denver City Council approved a new program that will extend recycling and compost collection services Monday. Lawmakers hope to reduce trash that gets sent to the landfill. For more than a decade, city lawmakers have worked on a plan to significantly change the way recycling and compost is billed to residents. Currently, Denver offers trash and recycling for a flat fee. The new program will incentivize composting and recycling by charging residents based on their size of trash bin and quantity sent to the landfill. The program begins January 1st. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.
Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the low 90s. Tonight's skies will be mostly clear in Denver and partly cloudy in Boulder and Fort Collins. Tonight's lows will be in the upper 50s, low 60s. The National Weather Service says there will be elevated fire weather conditions across much of the plains this afternoon due to low humidity and breezy winds. The State Health Department has also issued an ozone action alert for many metro Front Range counties. The current temperature in Boulder is 63 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.